escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, it's always fun to be able to talk to the managers of these ball clubs. It's something that, you know, as a listener, we all know, as listeners of WFAN forever, it was a thing. Mike and Chris would have the Mets manager on, the Yankees manager on, whoever it may be, Bobby V, Art Howe, you know, over the years, and obviously Joe Torre for a long time, Joe Girardi. So BT and I have been fortunate enough to have Boone in or on a couple of different times, and it was the first time I got to talk to Mendy during the midday slot, which was nice. But, you know, look, really, there's only so much you're going to get out of him. I mean, he's not going to rip his players to shreds, not to us, but he did. To me, he was honest and accountable right there, which is all you could ask for. He went into explaining how they have built a culture of accountability. It starts with the top. You heard him mention Stearns and Cohen. There's not just Mendy going in there, you know, laying down the law. It starts at the top. You have to have guys that are held accountable. And the reason I ask that is because I know Mendy came from the Yankee organization, and he was the guy with the Yankees under Boone that would hold players accountable and be the tough love guy with Gleyber Torres in particular. We know that that was reported there. So, you know, just from talking to Mendy, I'm like, dude, this is, you know, stuff has gotten out of control here with the Yankees and the accountability and all that stuff. And, you know, those things have to be nipped in the bud early, obviously. So the Mets don't have that problem as far as accountability. What they do have is an inconsistency problem. And it's hard when you don't have any answers. I mean, they're not just sitting back. You heard him. I flat out asked, do you leave those big guys alone and just let them go to work? Is there something you're trying to do? Is it a mental thing? You know, guys are hitting the ball hard, so what are you supposed to say? Somebody hits it hard into a glove, it makes an out. I mean, that's nothing you can do about that. Now, the pitching thing is different because, and I understand, like, I don't know why people have an infatuation or Mets fans have an infatuation with trying to push Clay Holmes. That's not the guy that you're looking to push. Mendy, if he could, he would. He's the guy that manages with his eyes in accordance with the numbers as well. Like, he'll use both. But you're not going to push Clay Holmes, who hasn't been great as of late anyway. And clearly there's a drop-off in the third time through the order. And you have a loaded bullpen. So there's no need to push Clay Holmes. Holmes last night is not the issue. The issue is Senga still working on his mechanics. Manaea still building his way back to being a legitimate 6-7 inning pitcher. Once those things start to take form, then everything else will fall into place. You have to love their bullpen. I mean, you sit back, even though Rodgers gave it up last night, still, all right, one run. It's the offense last night. Pitching's not the problem. Helsley looks like a beast. Just the feeling of knowing you have the weapons like Diaz and Helsley to throw out there. Instead of it's just, okay, well, we got one inning to fire our best bullet. We better take advantage of it. Now you got two A-plus bullets in Helsley and Diaz. That is going to be an enormous advantage down the stretch here on into the postseason. It's the offense that has been the biggest thing for the Mets. It just hasn't been there. It's been bad for a month. We gave you the numbers before. It's been inconsistent throughout the course of the year, and nobody really knows why. The only guy that I could question and say, well, is Nimmo in fact that good? Because he's still, the jury's still out on what Brandon Nimmo is exactly. Is he a 270 hitter that's going to hit 20 home runs? Is he a 250 hitter that's going to get on base a lot and hit 25 home runs? Like, what is Brandon Nimmo? he's okay. He's solid, but he's been inconsistent. The other guys, we know what they are, and we know what they have been. Lindor, a perennial all-star, or should have been at least, and a great player in the league. Soto, obviously, again, should be a perennial all-star. Unfortunately, got snubbed somehow. No Soto, no Sal. But Soto is just not doing what he should be doing this year. Alonso has been a beast this year. Vientos has fallen off. Like, we know what the big guys should do and could do and have done. And we know what some of the younger guys that had the potential that shown flashes should be able to do, but they just haven't done it. Glenn is in Teaneck. What's up, Glenn?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Sal, how are you? I just listened to your interview with Carlos Mendoza. Sal, I don't know what Kool-Aid you're drinking. The Mets are going nowhere. They got the look of a legitimate loser, All right? They got that look about them like 07 and 08, all right, where by the end of the year, you just want this team to be put out of their misery, okay? I'm disgusted with the Mets right now.
Interesting.
Every game, you watch it, and you're just like, all right, again, it's the same old story every night.
Yeah, no, to me, it's
not. I'm waiting for it to change.
To me, it's not. I mean, the Mets have played a lot of the times this year, Glenn, like the best team in baseball. I mean, that was a thing early on. Then they went into the funk June 13th. They've never really fully dug out of it, but they're finally healthy in that rotation. So, like, do you think Juan Soto stinks? Because he stunk right now. Do you think Juan Soto stinks, or do you think he's going to change?
No, Juan Soto's great.
Okay, so now when Juan Soto actually starts to perform, great. Don't you think that's going to change the way the Mets look?
No, it's their pitching.
You see, I don't think so, and thank you for the call. I mean, the pitching wasn't the problem last night. It was the offense. The offense has been the biggest culprit. Their bullpen is as good as maybe it's ever been as far as having the arms in that bullpen, one after another. So, like, some lesser than others, obviously. Diaz, Helsley, Rogers, Soto, Raley, those are five guys that I have full confidence in to get the job done more often than not. Again, nobody's perfect. I fully trust those guys to get the job done. So I'm not worried about the bullpen. I need to see it come into effect when the Mets actually have a lead late in these games. They've been playing from behind or chasing or tied, whatever it may be. You know, last night it was tied. The bullpen gave it up. They need to score some runs. Lindor's look good. All right, Mendy said he's happy where he's at. Yeah, what about Soto? What about Nimmo? Nimmo, who's, you know, struck out, what, 7 of his last 8 times? That's not Nimmo's game. Now, again, guys go into slumps, but when they do, teams look bad. The Mets have lost 7 of 8. It started out as a sweep against the Padres. All right, you know what? Tough series. Got swept. It happens. Hard-fought series. Whatever. It wasn't like the Pittsburgh series. Then losing 2 out of 3 to the Giants. All right. Shouldn't have happened. Tough losses. You know, one of the two in particular should have won that game. Didn't. Okay, it happens. The two against the Guardians, very frustrating. Because Manaea was looking lights out. Still, the offense didn't do anything until it was too late. Down 5-0, then they score 5, and the Mets just couldn't get over the hump and win that game. And then, obviously, yesterday. So, I mean, you go through bad stretches. They've done this before. I feel like they'll turn it around. Ken is on Long Island. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good. How are you, Ken?
I think same thought as you. I think they're going to turn it around. Starts today. Pete's getting the record, or at least tying it today. And then we're going to take 2 out of 3 Milwaukee, and then turn in the ship, and probably 6 out of the next, I'd say 7.
Yeah, I mean,
Atlanta, Seattle, Washington.
Right, so Ken, we believe that that could happen. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but it's not like they don't have the potential. It's not, see, when I react, I can't speak for everybody, but when I react to things, it's never solely based on results, which is why I'm not going nuts, which is why I didn't go nuts as far as the Yankees getting swept by the Marlins, which is why I didn't care necessarily or react at all to the Mets getting swept by the Padres. It was more about the deadline and the excitement around that at that time. And it's not always about the results if you believe that they have the right pieces to get things turned around. Baseball, we see it change series to series, week to week, month to month. Now, it's been a prolonged slump for the Mets bats. But all that it takes is for it to click once, as long as they make the postseason, which even with all the ups and downs this year, they're still in a good spot. They're 3 games in front in the, you know, in the final wild card spot right now. And they're only 2.5 games out of the division. So I'm not looking at the wild card. I'm just saying playoffs to me and the Mets, I haven't really thought about the Mets missing the playoffs yet. Really, I haven't thought about the Yankees missing the playoffs yet, although that's becoming a reality. If they get swept today, then Texas will have caught them as well. I still think they're going to make it, but at least that's been a part of the conversation. As far as the Mets, it's more about the division. But the consistent issue has been the lack of quality offense. That just takes one hot month or one hot stretch to change everything. And all they need to do is click at the right time going into October. So it's still there. Maybe that's why I'm not going nuts about it. Obviously, nobody likes losing 7 of 8. Mendy doesn't like it. You don't like it. I don't like it. But I still believe in the pieces that they have there. I don't have great belief in Vientos having a good year. I don't have belief in Beatty. I mean, I told you, I told the manager, I'd rather see Acuna up here. They say they value defense, but when Beatty's out there in Vientos instead of Acuna, that to me is valuing offense. I believe that Soto, Lindor, Alonso are a good enough trio that they could carry this team. Just has to happen at some point soon together. Otherwise, they're not going to win the division. Otherwise, they might not go far in the postseason.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.